if we love from the center of who we are, if we don't fake it, if we're good friends who love deeply, and if we practice playing second fiddle, guess what? Nobody here can burn out. Why? Because we're keeping ourselves what? Fueled and aflame. You see, my understanding is how this church has been so successful over 160 years is because so many people in this church have done these very things. And again, these aren't laws. These aren't things where Paul is saying, you must be this way. It's not a you should or you ought. This is saying, you know what? Because of what God has done for you already. And it doesn't matter if you like it or not. Because what God has done for you, these are the way we should live our lives. This is just the way we respond to God's love, to God's grace. Now, don't burn out. Keep yourselves fueled in a flame. Be alert servants of the Master, cheerfully expectant. I want to know, who got out of bed this morning thinking, dear God, what are you going to do in worship today? Got one back there. But she's got makeup all over her face. I don't know if I can... A big, bushy wig. I don't know if I can take her seriously or not. Think about it. If every single one of us, everyone who is missing today, woke up and going, oh man, I wonder what God's going to do this morning. Do you think they would not be here today? Do you think a snowdrift would keep them at home? Honestly? Now, there are some because of health issues. They have to stay at home. But typically, it's not those that we miss. It's my age and younger. Praise God for those of you who are in that category and are here today. But think about it. If they woke up and said, oh, wow, what is God going to do in church this morning? Because you know what? When God is involved in worship, you never know what's going to happen. I would have never guessed. Right? Now, the thing is, this says, I can miss that though, can't I? Why? It says, be alert. I can still be a servant and be half asleep, can't I? And what happens whenever I'm a servant and I'm half asleep? Most likely, I'm going to miss whatever God's doing. You see, worship is a verb. It's not something where we make marks in the pews. Thank you, God. He stopped me there. But seriously, worship is not meant to be something where we sit and look pretty. That's a plus, especially for some of us. This jacket's shrinking, Jamie. But worship is a verb. When I say it's okay to sweat when you worship, guess what? I really mean it's okay to sweat when you worship. As a matter of fact, you should sweat when you worship because it's a verb. Worship is something that we engage ourselves in, whether it's our mind and our spirit or whether it's all of our body and our mind and our spirit. We engage ourselves in worship. Worship is a verb. And so when we are alert servants of the Master, we catch what God is doing, right? And then we become cheerfully expectant. Dear God, I got to get out of bed and get to church because I don't know what's going to happen, right? And this preacher doesn't most of the time know what's going to happen. So be alert servants of the Master, cheerfully expectant. Don't quit in hard times. Pray all the harder. Now I have to tell you, this is one of the most praying churches I've ever been a part of. And if you're a part of the prayer warriors and that prayer team, praise God for you. You are making this church and your own life stronger and healthier. But you know what? Sometimes I think, most of us, we pray really good in the hard times, don't we? We don't have any issue with quitting during the hard times, do we? Guess when it's hard? When life is good. Hey, all the bills are paid. Got $20 left at the end of the month. Times are good. Don't need to pray tonight, right?